ta ka ma ka she kom ja che ka zo shu na shin re ta je zun jan be ya wo ge nam ba che tin de si su ta che ta te la ta chim bo ji ani se bu da ne sha yong ha shi som la ta tin ni cho ba pe tin ni du zi pe san che dik dik ta ge mi ba che ani she ra ge na wa ge mi ba che ta ka ma ka she shu to na ro na su
So like before, we will spend a couple of minutes now, to do some to meditate on Manjushri. So you should visualize Manjushri. In the whole visualization is in the nature of light. You know, visualize him in front of you, and try to have to develop some clarity, and with regards to the visualization, and also try to have some. Factor of stability, abiding, making your mind abide on that visualization, and then on that basis, then as I mentioned before, you can visualize presenting all kinds of offerings in Manjushri, and make requests, prayers to him to be able to develop your wisdom, and then after that, you can do the visualization of. Receiving nectar, like raising nectar from Manjushri, purifying you of all your ignorance, and then developing all the, then purifying you of your ignorance and developing your wisdom. Yeah. priest in Manjushri. Obedience to my guru and protector in Manjushri, who holds this heart with thanks. Symbolic of seeing all things as they are, presented shining shines forth as the sun and cloud of light. Who teaches in 60 ways the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in darkness and ignorance, overwhelmed by their self. You who stand in thunder proclamation of the Dharma, rouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our calm, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, who princely bodies adorned with the 112 marks of the Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages of achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning, O Manjushri, all loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom so that we may gain insight with the disciplines and texts that explain them, O Maharapatanadi, O Maharapatanadi.
Thank you.
It is extremely important to make aspirational prayers and requests to the special deity Manjushri continuously, and then to adjust our motivations to always have a good motivation, and not always to be able to dedicate our merit. Yeah. So these three things are very important.
Oh, tindere timyachina ani chik tindeji mebai na ani gyundu senna la tindeji mebai na ani chik ngon zota lakpa dufta chua lupyong chiaya tang tinde kapla ani chik ta chi pachaya yungay nangay pachaya yungay ota damenari yungche ani chik ta nangbe chua ta tosam chiaya la ani pachaya gyuma chiaba yungdeyaji chakiyo hare rwa ani tinde pachaya lebay na ani lupyong chiaya la kanga mabushi te ta ti doktab la tari shiwa nang shire ta ngawata monam chiye otire ani chik kulung sambo kwaye rwa ani
So these are three things, making strong aspirational prayers and requests to the special deity Manjushri, and then always having a good setting a good motivation, and then at the end dedicating the merit. So these three things are very important. It's something that we should do all the time. You have to keep this in mind. Yeah. So if we don't do this, these three things continuously, then here in our context here, we are here trying to learn the Buddha's teachings, right? So along the way, we're bound to meet with challenges, and all kinds of obstacles, and both external and internal obstacles. Yeah. Okay. So in order to, before the obstacles come, it's important to avert them. Yeah? And so these three things are very important. Yeah? Okay, making single-pointed requests, and then dedicating the merit for success, and then and always having a good motivation. Yeah? So if we do not do these three things and continuously, then it is possible that obstacles may arise, and when the obstacles happen, then you will obstruct your learning.
Oh, tine, zuo zuo da qi fa qi na nang ge fa qi. Oh, tine yong ai tine yin ba le. Ti na ne zuo zuo da fa qi ni ge na ne zuo da nang ge fa qi xie di. Ani ga jing zuo qi nang ge fa qi ding gui le. Zuo zuo nang ge fa qi si na zuo zuo liao le lu xiang wang de zuo qi ding gui le. Ani 가르바
So in the course of our studies, learning the teachings of the Buddha, we'll meet with challenges and obstacles. Yeah. So obstacles are either external or internal obstacles. Yeah. But of the two, the main hindrance is coming from the inside. Yeah. Internal obstacles, yeah. And one of the biggest internal obstacles is basically falling under the, coming under the control and influence of laziness, yeah. this is one of the biggest obstacles. So initially, and also losing that, you know, the interest in learning the Dharma. So these are the biggest internal obstacles. So initially, you may have some interest in, to learn the Buddha Dharma. You know. But somehow along the way, you know obstacles creep in. You know. Yeah. And then, you know, even that little interest, you know, is gone. You know. Yeah, so therefore it's very important to avert the obstacles before they arise. Yeah. Generating a strong motivation at the beginning, and then, you know, dedicating the merit, yeah. And then also making single-pointed requests. These three things are very important, that what I mentioned before in an earlier class, isn't it? Yeah. And then, you know, the whole point of generating the motivation and dedicating the merit, that helps, you know, on a practical level in developing or strengthening your conviction, your determination to learn, isn't it?
Dumba chukumare, ko simgi tingne, rangi simgi tingne, ta tinte chiki insi yon shio sudu kala, simgi tingne sambayi na, ko simshu kia la pento kuruwa, rwa, kane dumba sambayi ba. Simgi tingne, tentawa yi chung na, rangi simgu tiyaki, ta lakja, rwa, ta shodu kio chaya tine imare.
So when we talk about setting the motivation, it's not just about reciting some prayers, you know. Setting the motivation is to be done from the heart, you know. Yeah, isn't it? It has to be heartfelt. Because when you are motivated from the heart and thinking that, yes, this is what I want to do, this is what I will do, you know, then it moves your heart, it makes a difference, isn't it? Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, it's not just about, you know, reciting some prayers, you know. So, yeah, so this is something that we have to do. You know, these couple of things is something that we have to do regularly, you know, all the time. Yeah.
Okay, there's some question. There's two. Yeah, okay.
Ken Rinpoche, regarding white karma, the fact that it is called karma, is it still in the nature of suffering? That's my first question. And if the answer is yes, then how do we ordinary beings, ordinary human beings, go about to achieve pure actions which are not in the suffering nature?
Chitanta le sinata ko inji michi dunga ta ingwa yo marwa le sudugana chitanta le sudugana dunga ingwa ji yo mare dunga yo nang shin ji ingwa yo mare le se di ka so re rang dang chung de sim jung de yu la ju par chi ne gi da sim jung ji la sha pyo re ta tonda yu la yo che da sim jung chi da ba ji cha gyo ro le se di chitanta le sinata tin de re.
So, an action. You have to think of the meaning of karma, yeah? Not the English word. No. Of course, we use the word action. Yeah. So, action or karma is not necessarily in the nature of suffering. Yeah. So, what is karma? What is karma? Karma is essentially a mental factor. Isn't it? Karma is the mental factor that is concomitant with a main mind, which means it is, in simple English, I mean, it's not very accurate, but you know, it's a particular mental factor which accompanies a main consciousness, And what it does is it moves that consciousness to engage in a particular object. That is what karma is.
So
you understand what karma is now? No? That was English, right? Okay. If we don't get this right, then there's no point for me to carry on.
You don't get that, then le. Le. You get Tibetan. That? It's Tibetan who call le.
Not ale, but le.
Okay.
So how? Okay. Anyway, karma is a mental factor. It accompanies a main consciousness, a main mind. What does it do? It causes it. That mental factor is the very thing that moves a main mind to a particular object. You know, it directs your mind to a particular object. Yeah. Okay. So that what is that is action, karma. So in that sense, karma is not necessarily in the nature of suffering. But here in this context, in this particular point in the Lambrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, we are talking about actions that are derived or actions that are motivated by the afflictions. Yeah. Right? So in here, when actions that are motivated by afflictions can be virtuous and non-virtuous, yeah. Okay, so the discussion here, the white virtuous actions here, are white virtuous actions, yeah. But are actions that are motivated by the afflictions,
yeah. Ta kore ne la ta dendo ten pe ni do ten la pe ge nam shaji kap ji sungu yo re tin zang ta kap ji she ji pe ji ta ge ve le ne mi ge ve le ne ta to da ni nyong bo tong ga ge ra shin che ji cha de ji sungu yo re de la ro ba
here because we are talking about the actions, the karma that causes us to circle in samsara, in cyclic existence, yeah. We are talking about the karma that projects, that throws us into either a good rebirth in samsara or a miserable rebirth, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So anyway, actions that causes us to circle in cyclic existence are motivated by the afflictions, right?
Right?
And you have to keep in mind that our discussion of karma here is in the context is of the practices associated with a person of small capacity. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. This one. That time you ask question. J or what? I don't know. Then you get the okay.
Can Buddha, in the section there's this line that says the fruitional effect under the effects of virtuous actions on page 238. The fruitional effect is that you're born as a human, a deity of the desire realm or a deity in one of the upper realms through small, medium and great virtuous actions. So is that if we do small virtuous actions, we are born as human realm. We do medium virtuous actions, we are born as deity of the desire realm. Does it say that if we go do medium or great, is there a possibility that we won't have a perfect human rebirth?
Allah. It's a good question. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody have answer? Yeah. The senior one. Yeah. Yeah. Cecilia. Yeah. Benny. Yeah. Go and say.
Thank you. Somebody asked me this question also before. So I guess the attributes for to get a perfect human rebirth, they are the 18 attributes. Yeah? Yeah. So I think that is in the context of someone who is perhaps maybe wishes to progress along the path using the basis of a perfect human rebirth or precious human rebirth to progress along the Buddhist path. Yeah. So for those who are born in the upper realms, basically the desire realm gods and form and formless realm gods, they may practice virtue, but they may not have the intention to seek liberation from cyclic existence. For example, people who practice calm abiding. Non-Buddhists who practice calm abiding, because of that very powerful virtuous action, they may take rebirth in either the form and formless realm. So that kind of karma, that virtuous karma, is much more powerful, much more compared to the human realm, it's much more powerful. So perhaps in that context, persons who practice karma abiding, non-Buddhists who practice karma abiding, but who wishes to achieve all these, they call it the eight abidings, yeah, form and formless abidings, yeah, all the way to the peak of cyclic existence. They may not have the wish to seek liberation from to get out of cyclic existence, but they have this very, very powerful virtuous karma that is, even better than the karma to be born as a human. Whereas the karma to be born, to take rebirth as a precious human, take rebirth possessing these 18 attributes of a precious human rebirth, all right? Like some of them, like, meeting the Buddha and, practicing his teachings and so on, perhaps, have to do with more to do with people who wish to seek the path to liberation and enlightenment. Therefore, there are bodhisattvas from the Pure Lands, for example, who make very, very strong prayers to come down. I mean, to take this to achieve this kind of rebirth, so that they may have this very good basis of a human rebirth. To progress very, very quickly to enlightenment. Yes, my understanding. No.
So, Tenjo Nikawa Marwani. Anybody have better one? Yeah, Venerable Sujin. His question is, you have very strong karma, then you cannot have human rebirth. go to the higher rebirth? His question is that. Yeah? That's your question, isn't it? When you create very strong virtuous karma, you are not able to burn the human beings. You're going to be born in the higher rebirth. Yeah, yeah, that is the question, is that. So? No, no. Yeah, yeah. So his question is that, according to the text, you have very good karma, the medium karma, and the low karma. You have very strong good karma, virtuous karma, you're born to the higher rebirth. Form and formless realm. You are not able to born human realm, he said. It's true or not? That our text is saying there, isn't it? His question is that, when you create virtuous karma, so you cannot create very strong one. Otherwise you go to... Otherwise you want to go human realm, you cannot go, you go to higher realm. No? I think his question is that. Yeah, anybody have answer? Yeah, Patricia. Yeah, yeah, try. You got his question, yeah?
My impression was that when we are in the process of practicing virtue, like what Ken Rinpoche mentioned earlier on, it's really important to dedicate that virtue to the goal that we want, you know? So even if you were practicing one of the concentrations, which you'll probably have to do on the path anyway, yeah? No. But even though that is a great virtue, you can still direct that to gaining a precious human rebirth, so you can continue on the path like what Benny said. So I think it depends on how you direct that virtue, that you don't get stuck in just... you know, because if you get a great virtue, it says in the text here, you will become a deity of the formless realm. That is the way it will go. But you can also pray that that will not be the outcome for you, but that you will have another precious human rebirth so that you can continue your practice along the Bodhisattva path, for example. So to me, the key thing is how we dedicate that merit that we are creating, whether it's small, medium or great, because the way we get a precious human rebirth is because we've been told in the teachings that it's through you know very strong aspirational prayers
so
in previous lives.
There's no difference in small, medium and great.
No, I'm saying there is a difference in the nature of the virtue itself. But what I am saying is that the way you direct that virtue, the merit of that virtue, that will hopefully influence the outcome, you know, of where you end up. It's like when we practice like the concentrations, you know, you don't want to be stuck in a state where you're in this state of nirvana and you just bliss out for eons because you're wasting time, yeah? You want to come back as a bodhisattva and help sentient beings. So my key point is that the main thing is how you dedicate that merit that you have created. So it doesn't mean that, you know, if you do a great merit, you know, you can't become a human being. I don't think that's the case. You know, the great merit can be dedicated towards another precious human rebirth and as many precious human rebirth as it will take for you to become fully enlightened.
So
I mean, that's the general train of my thinking.
So then, for that answer, if somebody asks, the three heaviest negative karma were born to do hell realm. If you dedicate that to the animal realm, you can change that. Can change that. If you think, oh, this my heavy nature karma, not to born hell realm, born to human animal realm, you can change that. Yeah, your answer is by dedicating, you can change.
But Ken Rinpoche, if one was
No, your point is that isn't whether it's big karma, medium, small
no,
karma.
No, this is in terms of virtuous karma, Ken Rinpoche.
Yeah, so that virtuous karma can be changed because of your dedication. Your point is that.
Yes, but it means so, it doesn't apply so to saying, negative karma.
Why? I'm saying that. I'm saying same thing to negative karma. Your previous negative karma, you can dedicate, may not born to hell realm, may born to animal realm.
No, but what I'm saying applies to virtuous karma, but not negative karma, because karma...
Okay, you said virtuous karma like that, okay. Now
but I don't dedicate negative karma, Ken Rinpoche.
I'm saying if you dedicate, can change or not. You don't have to dedicate. If you change, dedicate, change.
You can change your negative karma not by dedication but through purification.
No,
you
I
may
said,
have done a negative.
You will think like that. Dedication is thinking, isn't it?
Yes, but you don't dedicate negative
karma. No, you think like that. I don't want to go to hell. I'm going to.
I'm sorry, Ken Rinpoche, but I don't agree. I don't think we dedicate negative karma. Negative karma can
think,
be changed through purification.
Dedication is a wish. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, where you direct your merit, where you want your merit to go.
I'm saying same thing. So the habit negative karma, you direct. You think not to there, but
okay, maybe in that context we don't use the word dedication, but I do purification practice so that I can siam go into hell realms and maybe only become just an animal.
But
I wouldn't use the word dedication. I'll maybe use the term purification.
But you purify the karma, the heavy negative doesn't become heavy negative karma.
It will become lighter, law.
So not heavy, law.
It's not heavy. Yeah, it's not heavy.
You know, it can be lighter. That's the whole reason why we purify, right?
And therefore, you have a different result.
Yes, by purifying,
you don't see
but
the
it's not dedicating.
I understand what Ken Rinpoche is trying to get me. Dawasina Pena Mile Dubelhala Digiche Yumashi. That Dubelhale Susumegala Digiche Yumashi. That another Korean Nig Digishigurva. Dawa Chijun Chabaina Tapoki Chijun Yungua. Tinde Yabaina Tilayan Taiwa Chijun Yungashi. So Tinamshas is Sunguir. So
Here we are talking about the situation in cyclic existence in samsara, the kind of rebirths that are found within cyclic existence. Yeah. So if you look at the three supposedly good realms or higher rebirths, right? You have the human demigod or humans, and then the god in the desire realm and the god in the upper realms. Yeah. So the happiness. The happiness experience by God in the desire realm is definitely much more than a human being, right? Then, what about the happiness experience by the gods in the form and formless realms? More blissful, better than happiness experience by the gods in the desire realm, isn't it? Yeah. So there is a difference in the level of happiness they experience while still in samsara, yeah? So if there's a difference in the happiness which is the result, there must be a difference in the cause, yeah.
Oh, tuxini, ta yula ya, ani si jawa chunga ding dang chenpo sini yula tinde si yungkwaya, ko diki chichung yuwa si tang ti yula ya, ta karasa yula ya chichung yungkwaya si, zo ti shiksungu ya re.
Yeah, because there is a difference in the result, the happiness that they experience in the different realms, the higher realms, so therefore there must be a difference in the
in the cause.
And of course, although it's said here that through great virtuous actions, one can be reborn. Well, one is reborn as a god in one of the, either the form or the formless realms, right? But just doing great virtuous actions alone does not lead you to be reborn as one of those gods in the form and formless realms. What you need is the need, definitely calm abiding, single-pointed mind. And you must have achieved one of the actual concentrations. Then you may be reborn as one of the gods in the form and formless realms. Otherwise, without calm abiding and without having achieved one of the actual concentrations, even if you create great virtuous actions, you will not be born there.
我听得起这个那么几这个辛苦给说的在哪儿哇我听得起这安尼这样本来上的我写的新的头发一那样你要把它都送来的结果就把没把它对吧听样说说给他摸那么当他听得给吐了点呢他过居然就被这恰吐一回来送给他了哇
Okay, so in order to be born as a god in the form and formless realms, you needyou need to have attained calm abiding and one of the actual concentrations. Yeah. But having said that, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean that you will necessarily have to be reborn as a god in the form and formless realms after having achieved calm abiding and one of the actual concentrations. Yeah. So even if you have achieved those concentrations, but I guess due to your own prayers, you need not take rebirth as one of those gods.
Oh, today she had chucky her. That's here, that's it, that's been a long jubilee. That today is sometimes in Saddle. God, that's your loss. Oh, Tushin, Diane got sure to beg it, then Chabarjin, today is some time in Chabaina.에페나 추드베기 따때 푸준 소바 쳐바이나 따 미디 푸준 소바 쳐거로 와 딜레 돌라 징차에 따 조수면서나 따 딜레 중화 쳐거로 와 로와 따 추드베다 따 람규라 게기 땐 초도 규에 산 섬도 땅나야 고고 독신 구여래
So the order that's presented in the text is a human and then God in the desire realm and the God in the form and formless realms yeahSo that perhaps in terms of the happiness that they experience. But if you were to look at these three rebirths from the perspective of them being a suitable basis for generating the path in the mind, then of these three, the best basis for producing the path in the mind is the human rebirth.Yeah, so in that sense, that's the best basis. Then the next best basis is as a god in the desire realm. Then you have then followed by the gods in the form and formless realm. So from the perspective of producing the path in the mind, then the order is reversed. Yeah.
That the document also got in half of our open. That in there is some tongue by now. That.叫我七十个没来接，顶级都别拉了接，全国的叔叔没来接。今天上了当班那样过，今天下去个没多少人，那么过。
So I'm not exactly sure, but if you think about it, you know, perhaps you know, one can say that you know, a great virtuous action leads one to be born as a human being. And considering that a human being is the best basis for producing the path in the mind, from that perspective, and so forth. I'm not exactly sure, but you know, if you think about it, you analyze, perhaps you know, we can see this.
Yeah.다 편지기 내기 여와스다 편바른 조식이 내기 여와 숨어시도
Okay, so we continue with the text. So now That's a presentation of other classifications of karma. Yeah. Okay. So if you're following the root text, it's page 93. Lamrim Chenmu is page 239. So there's a discussion about the distinction between projecting and completing karma.
Oh, then there's one. Then that don't die. That leg, so do gala leg. Namsha shen do gala pen penbar chebe le zok zok shege le penjege le sinita. Then there's namdang yungu yore, lewa. Then there's that deshe kapdang yungu yore, lewa. Tuxine that penjege le sede jela ni shi jawa dang mi jawas. O tuxine yungai. Here zozo that dendo penjege le dila jawas. That nendo penjege le dila mi jawas.
So there are different ways of classifying karma, right? So if you look at karma in terms of projecting karma and completing karma, okay? The projecting karma can either be virtuous or non-virtuous. Virtuous projecting karma leads one to a good rebirth inside the existence. Non-virtuous projecting karma leads one to a miserable rebirth, a rebirth in the lower realms. So those are the karmas, the actions that will project a rebirth in the lower realms, that will throw us to a lower realm rebirth. Those karmas, you can say for certain, are non-virtuous. Okay? And those actions that will throw us into a good rebirth in cyclic existence, those karmas are called virtuous projecting karma. Even though we may be reborn as a human being, but in that life we may experience all kinds of problems, such as having incomplete faculties, having an unpleasant appearance, short lifespan, many different kinds of sicknesses, and we may be poor. Yeah, okay, isn't it? So it is a virtuous projecting karma that causes us to have a good rebirth, let's say as a human being. But even though we may be born as in good rebirth, in our life we may experience all these problems. So in that sense, you know, our life is completed, you know, by these what we call completing karma. It fills in the details there, isn't it? And basically, that's how from the beginning of the life up to the end, you know, we are being sustained. The whole life is being completed, by this karma. Yeah.
So
our life is kind of filled in by this completing karma, right? And in the case of all these problems and suffering, illnesses, sickness, poverty, so this in our life is a result of non-virtuous karma, non-virtuous completing karma.
Oh, today is Sunday. That guy now, see, that carsore, that when yesterday, then la, that midday, like, ongi, that yesterday, then la, punch. 다 녀송게 때라 판도 다 녀송에 땐디 다 가르세나 미기베 내기 판치 이나야 녀조리 잡아 이나야 아 벤저 표송 쏘바 어 텐데기 아니지 강도 다 아니 미지 켜도 하시 어디 안 조시기베 쳐봤어 다 어디 송구야래
And then where non-virtuous projecting karma results in a rebirth in the lower realms, in the miserable realm, let's say as an animal, yeah. But you know, there are animals who live quite a good life, yeah. Their life is completed by virtuous completing karma, yeah. They have, you know, they seem to enjoy life, yeah, a lot, you know. Like your pets, maybe.
I heard in the news, there were some pet are richer than the owner, you know. Yeah, when I don't know, there's one news, when the parent passed, the person passed away, then he put all the money in the dog name, you know, how many $1 million. But I'm not sure whether the dog know how to use that, I'm not sure. I'm sorry so much. o tinde chini da chungde da tinde inza ta tinzo la samla da tinde ngo do ta kan da pinje mi je pang ani ta tinda ta mushi da sha yi ngo do ba na pinje je pang che zo se mi je zo ba si an pinje mi je pang ani zo se je zo ba si ta pen ba mi je pang zo ba che mi je zo ba che pen ba je pang zo ba je zo ba chi ni ta ta tinde ki ta yong je sung ge re mushi do si da
So between, so you have projecting karma and completing karma. There can be four permutations here. Yeah. Permutations, you understand, right? It's like what you do with Toto, no? And the 4D. That one are permutations, no? You understand, right? Otherwise, are you? Yeah, okay, anyway, yeah, four possibilities we say, okay? So there can be a virtuous projecting karma, non-virtuous completing karma. There can be a non-virtuous projecting karma, virtuous completing karma. There can be a virtuous projecting karma and a virtuous completing karma. And then you can have a non-virtuous projecting karma and a non-virtuous completing karma. So this is not difficult, yeah. Okay. So if you think about it, you should be able to figure out, yeah, examples for each of these permutations. Is there in the text, you know? Right? Then another classification of karma is karma whose result you will definitely experience and karma whose result you
may possibly experience. That tunda,
Masabaro.
So, another classification of karma is that in the karma whose result you will definitely experience, and karma whose result you will only possibly experience. Yeah. So let's talk about the first one, karma whose result you will definitely experience. Okay. Okay. So if there's a karma, So let's talk about karma done and karma accumulated. So between these two, there are four permutations, yeah. Four possibilities, okay. Between karma done and karma accumulated. Okay? There is karma that is both done and accumulated. Then there is karma that is accumulated but not done. Then there's karma that is done but not accumulated. And then there's karma that is neither done nor accumulated. Keep this in mind, okay? I mean that there are these four permutations, yeah? Okay? You got it?
Oh, Tuxine. That tea nane, that tinde she ebbe nane, that chebang, sapang a lady, nyon yebe less, da, roa, nyon yebe let, shakuere, taganashi, lady sapache, machevaching a jeore. Tia, ta nyon yebe la shahe.
Okay, you got these four, right? So, of these four, the karma that is done and accumulated, that's one. And the karma that is accumulated but not done, so these two are karma whose results you will definitely experience. Karma that is both done and accumulated, and karma that is accumulated but not done, these two karmas are karmas whose result you will definitely experience. Baotio. So these two are called karma whose result you will definitely experience. So then you have karma whose result you will only possibly experience, right? So that goes with the last two. Karma that's done but not accumulated. Karma that is neither done nor accumulated. Okay? Those who buy 4D one maybe have a better chance.
Okay. Yeah, we'll come more clear later, but anyway, just this one, just keep in mind. Yeah. Corona, chip to the your money, some vision to Chebatan. Some shinto. Some to Cheba says to condemn the almost that simple diagram or something. Tamo, Tap and that Tirisha. That cinema, that Karasena, that in the Asian, the Tigimet of the Lela Sinaloa. That penata, that Chela Masabi let the Sage that on the law, let Cheba, Masabare, Sadi, that condemns Shako, Senat Pena, Tangan, Milam Kinak of the Chevita, Pena, Milam Kinaka, Miss Sabato. But today's Mibazan, that today's Shumbaina, present Mendo, the Milam Giletosi, Lady Chabad, the Masabad, says Tatata.
So there is karma that is done, but not accumulated yet. I guess, for example, you kill someone in a dream.
Oh, Toxine, the lady Chevare cigar, and Robert Bena, then a million negos with six of my son. Robert six of a meche, the man at Tumbashim, the lady, then six of which can't tumble any million negos, the lady Chevare cigar, in a lady Sabbath of Sena, the Sayo Maria cigar, that's all.
And in while dreaming, it's possible to say something bad about someone, isn't it? So, no, you actually say something, right, in your sleep, right? So that is an action or karma that is done or created, but not accumulated, yeah.
So, if you're not so happy, so good to say bad thing in the dream. So you get benefit, you have done what you want to do, but no karma, creative karma. So make sure you do in the dream, not in the daytime. So what in this sumo to that and that is six summon yet that penata. Penata, less sabbache, that much of us as you may start on that. Let Sabbath, let Machava say. Benat in the Benatin would have been a shingy sock, Jundogita, Benat Samba, you, Machava, you don't go part of that. Tunis, the Shukchimbu shooting, the Shukchimbu, Jundu Yodinis, the Sorchundu, the Tapo shoot, get the vina. Present that Tindig, that Shukchev Toki, but the lady Sabbath says, that on that. And eh, in that Sorcher, Madawa, Chadanta.
Then you have karma that is accumulated but not done. So the example here given here, you know, is always entertaining a very strong desire to kill someone. Entertaining that thought for a long time, you know, you just want to, you know, kill someone. Yeah. So due to the force of that thought. It's a very powerful wish. Then you accumulate karma. It's accumulated karma.
Inaya, that social lady cheva mare sungoyore. Social lady cheva la penata lugi. That lugi namju do tongoyesi. Presenting this chagamin do sungoyore.
So in this case, this harboring this strong, continual intention to kill someone, that is that you accumulate the karma. But the karma is not done, yeah. Because in order for karma to be done, you have to, in this case, an act of killing, you have to actually, I guess, physically carry out the action, right?
What in this? That in ma, that the lady chebache, lady sapache, or the chesaniga tayati, that on the Kazangama Shubana Shire, and Joache, Mushiche, and Egypt, Tatu Kanga Tubcheta, 소초에 용서도 제시어로 왔다디 내 제발 사파레 세시당조 다 그래 시 삼바조와 타독스딘데 시창하고는 소초에 용시 두베지어로 와 대체선이가 참내다샤
Okay, then what about karma that is both done and accumulated? Basically, when you have the preliminary, the actual part of the action and the conclusion, if all these three are complete, you know, we talked about this, yeah. Earlier, right, you know, when we talk about the 10 non-virtuous actions. So when these three are there, then it is both done and accumulated.
Yeah.
Then that leads us for the last permutation. Karma that is neither done nor accumulated. So we have to come up with an illustration.
Yeah, anybody? One? Give me example. Ah, that's supposed to be homework. Huh? Anybody? Yeah, Sujim. You're dreaming, look like. Huh? Yeah, Lian. Good morning. Yeah. Huh? Who? You? Give example. Okay, what do you think? They are masheba. Ani they are masaba. Says. Did they lead you out of it?
Is there? Are you able to give an illustration for karma that is not done and not accumulated? In the first place, is there such a karma?
Yeah, Jokshin, what? Yeah. Huh? Not you, downstairs. Someone in the dream. Possible. Yeah. That is that took some digging on machine. That pen at that in Jinilanda Macheba, Masapa. That in Jim Daniel Manshana dig you good in it. So the seven of Shana dig you this one to Penna. Takashuana Shire. Penna led Sapada, Penna so sugar led Sapada. Tukshana, pijin digimen rosumga, ta karisana, ledi sak sayada, yurungbu potu kukuta, kulungruwa, kulung chakpo, yurungbu shikwaishi.
So,
What about giving an example while you're still awake? I mean, not necessarily related to the dream, but, you know, a karma that is neither done nor accumulated, but is a karma that it's there when you're awake. So earlier in the example given here about karma that is accumulated but not done, the example was given about killing, isn't it? Entertaining the thought to kill for a long period of time, isn't it? It has to be a long period of time, right? If you entertain the thought for a long period of time, then you accumulate the karma of killing, yeah. So, but sometimes, you know, you have all these funny thoughts, right? Just arising for just a moment. I want to kill someone. But you recognize it, you know? And then they say you put an end to the thought, you stop it, right? So it's there for a short while, but it's not. Yes, it's there for a short while, you stop it, and then it goes away, yeah. So the thought arises to kill someone briefly, you know, the thought arises briefly, but then you put a stop to it, you generate regret. So that is an action, isn't it? That's karma, isn't it? But I think perhaps now this can be an illustration of a karma that is not done and karma that is not accumulated.
Rup suji kwa cha kwa ya, zo zo kapli ta lunga ke dun di, ta cheba si tu lunga ke namju tongo nga si. Tinda ye shiki samlo tanga me ro samtu, pena de cheba si tu lunga ke dun la shayin duka la lunga ke namju tongo si. Yoba, no tukshine, ta sak si duka la ijime lunga ke namju tongo kuyo ma de, ta lunga ke namju matemba la shayin. Yoba.
So anyway, basically, you should have a rough understanding of what is karma that is done and karma that is accumulated, you know, and the different permutations between these two, yeah. And you'll be able to come up with examples of what is accumulated and not done, and what is done but not accumulated. And fourth, yeah. But if you look at here, the text, seems that in order for something to be karma that is done, it has to be carried out either physically or verbally. Whereas karma that is accumulated is not necessarily so. Yeah.
That pen and young net old lynche, that energy casuara, that chulas of a long one, tuna meeting a sword, that temper jesh, chulas of a long choba, you know? Jesh, that long choba chumura, that le carere, roa, and lady saga de saga marison, chuatana.
Okay, so you have a question. So during the when you're abiding in new nay, okay, we call it fasting retreat, but it's not a good translation at all. But you know the new day practice.
On the second day, you make a promise to not drink. Let's say. Let's say you do drink. You forgot. You weren't supposed to drink. And then you drink something. So, what karma is that? Do you accumulate karma?
So okay to do? So that means okay to do?
Only possible only what? Possible effect only what? Possible may not mean you may experience.
Masapa. Ani ta tie ngor ta mashe ba chese jung he jwar wa tin. Ta mashe ba kon ta le mang bu jwar tin ta le sa ge yo ma de.
So if you say that, there are a lot of people who accumulate all sorts of karma because they are ignorant, they don't know, yeah. So just because they don't know, then it follows that they don't accumulate any karma? I didn't know it was bad to eat a crab. So if that's the case, then it's better to not know the Buddha's teachings than to know the Buddha's teachings, right? How?
Then how? Thank you. That in the summer time, the shot, Roa, and the shit, or the day pits enough. Penata, Mashiba connected, let Shabbat in the Yunguore, Atati, and it's their supper and marriage. Taganashi, the JJ.
Many things to think about, yeah. So people who engage who create all different kinds of karma without knowing what they are doing, do they actually accumulate karma or not? And let's say people forget that they're not supposed to do certain things, but then they do it. Then what happens? Do they accumulate karma?
What did they some of the shot? Takon lam ding nan the missing minute lam chimbo down then some time on a tizokanga that let shall of masabas take on the shakwa to shimutwa.
So it's not there in the middle length lam rim but in the lam rim chenmo. These examples are given, and it seems that they're all classified as karma that's done but not accumulated. Yeah.
What is some of the answer? Yeah, no question. Yeah, go.
I just wanted to clarify about the fourth permutation. When you say karma that is done, but karma that is not done and not accumulated. And your illustration was if you know, have a fleeting thought of doing something, but you didn't actually pursue it. I was actually thinking more of an example of, let's say, if there's somebody who never thought of killing anybody and therefore never killed anybody, so you don't do that, and then you also don't accumulate that karma. Or does it seem to be what this particular permutation is it, when it says karma that is not done and not accumulated, does it necessarily have to be karma in the sense that it is something that is a karmic action, is a karma for that person? I don't know if it has to be something that appears in the mind. It cannot be something that's completely absent. that given the example that if the person never, there's some human being out there who never thought of killing anybody and therefore never killed anybody, so the thought of killing someone never even came into their mind. So I was thinking of that as an example of the karma of not doing and not accumulating. But your example, Genla, was saying that someone has a fleeting thought sometimes that they're so angry with somebody they want to kill that person, but then the thought finishes and they don't carry that out. So I'm just asking if it has to be even a thought that appears in that person's mind.
The illustration given in the text is the act of killing, yeah? And how an act of killing can have four permutations. Yeah, an act of killing that is both karma that is accumulated and done, karma that is accumulated but not done, karma that is done but not accumulated, and there's an act of killing that is that there is a karma that is neither done nor accumulated, right? Because here it has to be karma, yeah. It has to be karma. So using an act of killing, so there are four permutations. Yeah? It cannot be something that is not karma.
What in the Elisha? Yeah.
So I don't know whether Ken Ramichi can allow me for a series of questions that are related to each other.
What? Series?
A series of questions. A series of questions that are related to each other.
A serious question.
First and foremost, we'd like to clarify.
You make the point. The question, make the point. Yeah.
I'll read back down here.
You read everything, then you ask us.
Okay. What is the consequence, Middleway School's assertion of physical and verbal action? Consequence, Middleway School, assertion of physical and verbal action. Because in the tenets root text, it says that the consequence school assert that physical and verbal actions have form. So does it mean it's necessary only form, or they both form and mental actions?
What is the long word? It's not just form. What form? Number I don't know how to say it in English. I cannot remember. A long time ago. It's not just form. You know, there's a word. There's a long term for it. You remember? Number is a yusuf.
Concerning what's the background?
It's not just form. Something form.
Non-revelatory.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Non-revelatory form is that one. So, physical and verbal actions are asserted to be non-revelatory form by the Great Exposition School and the Consequence Middleway School. Basically, yeah. basically the Great Exposition School and the Middleway School, they assert that form, no, they assert that the physical and verbal actions are form, non-revelatory form. Yeah.
So it's not actually mental factor in that sense?
Correct.
So karma is not, physical and verbal karma is not mental factor then? According to the Consequence Middleway School. Anyway,
the point here is this: something to think about whether it is a form or not. Whether it is karma or not.
Whether the non-revelatory form is karma or not.
Telata number rishi su number rishi mai be su sini tanda lunga rishi la number rishi mai be su ni yung kuya re tanda. Cik rakpa re, ciki lunga ke namji lo tene kulung pot kuya. Yang rishi mai be su sana lunga ke namji ma kangsi la nang ke kulung pot matung eh. Tinde ke yang su tawasi yung kuya re. Ati koran ta le re si mesi samtanya ro ta.
So physical and verbal actions according to the higher school. Are considered to be, there are both instances of revelatory forms and non-revelatory forms. What does the revelatory form here refers to? It means that judging from the person's physical or verbal actions, you can kind of infer his or her motivation. So that is a big cause. Yeah. Whereas you look at the actions and you cannot really tell what's the motivation behind those. And then there's non-revelatory form. Yeah. That's the meaning between revelatory and non-revelatory form. So the thing now to analyze is whether these two are karma or not.
Yeah. These forms.
So, of course, I mean, if it is form, then it is necessarily not a mental factor, isn't it? But, so the question now here is, if it is action karma, is it necessarily a mental factor? So, that's the thing to analyze, yeah. And this all will come in tenets.
So, in other words, one can accumulate karma or action not through, not through mental factor, not through the mental factor of intended action. Because the karma that is accumulated is the intent action, the physical or verbal intent action that is the basis of intent operation of the previous motivation.
Mm.
But then, if that's the case, then that intended operation, which is the basis of the previous motivation, the prior motivation at the attitude
that's
phase,
that is
mental factor.
Mm-hmm.
So at the performance stage, there is the intended operation, and that is, which is a result. So it must necessarily be also a mental factor because the cause was a mental factor.
If we assert that karma is necessarily a mental factor, so there is karma at the time of at the causal motivation phase, and then during that at the time of the result, yeah. So let's say we, in terms of physical and verbal actions, we are doing a physical or verbal action. At the time of when the action is being performed, there is a mental factor, right? That's the mental factor at the time of the result, yeah. So, and if we assert that karma is necessarily a mental factor, then that is the karma. So karma refers to that mental factor, yeah, not how the action manifests, or not the physical or the verbal, you know. The part of it, yeah.
But there's also a karma that is a form, non-revelatory form. So there are two types of karma now, physical and mental.
So if we say that karma is necessarily a mental factor, then not a problem, right?
But it doesn't look like it now.
What?
Because if according to what Rinpoche say that, you know, there is the assertion from the consequence middleway school stating that there is physical and verbal karma that is non-revelatory form.
No,
that means there are
actions.
Actions. Yeah. You take actions as karma, right? You accept? So if that's the case, then there is physical and verbal karma that is non-revelatory. You get my meaning. Non-revelatory form that is a form but not a mental factor. So there are two types of karma then. According to the higher school. It's basically how we talk about it. Yeah. It's not a problem. Karma is a mental factor. So for physical and verbal actions, at the time when the action is being performed, there's a mental factor, right? So that is karma. But it is the action is also given the name karma, like the physical and verbal activity. Yeah. Is given karma. Okay.
But it's given the name karma. But if you were to press and analyze, is it karma? Then you say no lah.
Not fully qualified, but nominal karma. Because you hear this nominal karma, nominal mental factors many times during the mind and mental factor text. Yeah, there are a lot of nominated mental factors. Sorry. Then the second one is that the criteria for actual path of action is to have the basis of intended operation. That is the criteria, right? In order for it to be a path, fully qualified path of action, it must be a basis of intended operation. If that's the case, then the categories listed in the root text as path of action, for example, namely basis, perception, even motivation, are these mere nominal path of action and not fully qualified path of action. Okay, so there are There are four types that are listed, yeah?
Basis,
attitude, performance, and combination.
Conclusion, yeah.
Combination, right? So these are listed as path of action. But we were also told that for a path of action to be fully qualified, the actual one, it must be a basis of intended operation of a prior motivation.
Why do you say that those four are listed as paths of actions?
It's enlisted in the Lamrim Chembo, the root text.
It says the seven.
No, the four. Yeah, page 218. So there's a whole passage, whole paragraph talking about these, the four, yeah? The path of action as being these four: basis, attitude, performance, and combination. So can we say that these are merely nominated, like, you know, labeled, like just what we just talked about, the karma, the physical and verbal karma, being merely nominal?
Shigadi, Maravata count came on, and the Lerna Lam Kese said the Lunga Dinamati Kese Mevan, Pana Karsona, then a Mijava choose Jay Shigora. I don't know why you get that question.
So
the Lerna Lamki Kabal said the Mijava Shuna Kese Shigora Kazan, the Mother Shambala Mevan Kazan, Lerna Lamki Namsha Kabal Chedi, and the Mijava Shula Sebarwa, Rava. Sumlam tuni lejang yin, stato na kadang zo tad lejang lam ki chabar ji shi zong kadang. Tila mi jiao ju nam shi tsung guar, shen ba jie me ban.
So it's, I mean, the talking about the difference between paths and action, that is in the context of the 10 non-virtuous actions, right?
Yes, and that Lama Tsongkhapa explained that the path of actions are these four. Yeah, it's stated in that. In several texts, the path of actions are these four: basis, attitude, performance, and combination.
In four categories.
So,
when you treat the.
So, these are not path of actions then? We don't call these path of action? Okay, alright. So, the basis, attitude, and combination, they are not path of action, yeah? So, only the performance itself, which is the basis of intended operation, that one is the actual path of action. Can we say that? At the performance stage, there is an intention that is the basis of the intended operation. That intention, the karma, the intended operation, intended karma, intended action.
That was in Lamrim Chembo, you said?
Can you all find it in the page 2? Like what you said just now, right? The categories. There are four categories of the path of action. Yeah.
We don't have the Tibetan Lamrim Chembo here.
All right, so never mind.
Okay, then.
Next one. The basis of intended operation is the result of a prior intention, that is a motivation. If the motivation is a virtuous one, okay, for example, to benefit others, would that mean that the physical and verbal intended operation, which is the result, would necessarily be virtuous karma that is accumulated, even though this intended action may be labeled as killing? Shall I repeat again? If the basis of interpretation is a result of a prior intention, that is a motivation. So if the motivation is a virtuous one, okay, you have during the attitude, the time of the attitude, all right, the motivation is a virtuous one, okay? For example, a bodhisattva seeking to benefit others. Then the physical and verbal action that is intended operation, which is a result of a virtuous motivation, would necessarily be a virtuous one. Because I'm linking this to the bodhisattva captain who did the compassionate killing. Yeah? So would that be a virtuous karma that has accumulated, even though this intended operation is labeled as killing?
Basically, in simple English, can killing be a virtuous karma? Is there a possibility? Basically, is that right? I mean, of course.
I have to bring up the specific details of these four operations.
So even if motivation is good, but let's say we say something harsh, still it's non-virtue, yeah?
I think so, it's non-virtuous. Your good motivation, you kill someone, you still killing is negative.
So that means there will be a result that is discordant with the cause. Because the motivation...
The cause is killing.
No. Huh? You kill someone, it's still negative, I think. Even if you have good motivation.
Yeah. But that the intended operation, okay, the intended operation, the performance, yeah, is a basis. It is a karma, okay, that is a basis of intended operation of the cause, the prior motivation.
So because the cause
is virtuous, and it will result in a non-virtuous intended action. So there is a virtuous intention that will result in a non-virtuous intended action. So there can be a cause that is discordant, a result that is discordant with the cause. A virtuous thing can lead to a non-virtuous thing.
No, the thing here is killing a virtuous karma or not.
Yeah, so the answer is no.
Yeah.
So, but it follows that then, because that's why I have to go into the details of these four operations, right? Because we are talking about the difference between intention and intended action.
So
right?
Basically, you're saying if it is the motivation is virtuous, the intended operation necessarily is virtuous. Not necessarily so, I think. I mean, it's not what I think, I mean. I'm just...
So, how then can we reconcile this problem that I have, that a virtuous cause can lead to a non-virtuous result?
They go to hell for 1 second, come up.
No. Virtuous cause can lead to a non-virtuous, you know... in the case a virtuous action can lead to a non-virtuous action.
That is something like that. That is like, kulong la, yu kulong, tu ji kulong, si ni yang yung guo le, ti yang xin kuo ge, loa, kulong la ni yung ai shi.
So when we talk about motivation, there is the causal motivation and it's the motivation at the time of the result, or in simple resultant motivation.
Yeah, we've talked before. There's two
causal motivation, resultant motivation. So even at the time of the cause, the motivation is compassion, let's say. But at the time of the result, you know, motivation is... At the time of the cause, you may be motivated by compassion. Yes, there's a good reason for doing it. But at the time of committing the action, the thought of killing is manifest. Yeah? Without that thought, you cannot...
So
at the time when you're committing the actual deed of killing the person, even though your motivation is good in but at the time of killing the person, the mind of the mind of killing is manifest, and that is considered to be a non-virtuous motivation, right?
So there can be a mixture of the complete path of action in that sense, or either that, or you have two sets of path of actions.
So it is an act of killing, isn't it? So there's one karma. So I think at the time of the result, when you're creating that act, there is the mind of killing, isn't it? Which is non-virtuous. So we have to say that the act is non-virtuous.
So there are two sets then. Two different path of actions, or am I not getting it?
No, it's one action of killing.
One path of action can be both virtuous and non-virtuous in that sense. One complete path of action can be both
killing
virtuous.
Killing is only negative action, not a spiritual action for killing.
But the motivation was a virtuous.
Yeah, motivation. Beginning part virtuous, latter part become negative. So latter part become negative.
So therefore, okay.
So then karma become negative. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So bodhisattva is negative.
Oh yeah. No, Chindrisha. That didn't matter. Ah, sorry. Today we talk so much. Finish. That didn't matter. That came into. Didn't matter. Nami and the Indian say this song. This guy came out. So some Laura Nans Tamitinwa and Tin Chiwayana Chia Logo at the Kishimusha Dinema Dini that of Shitsanga the Divasha at the Sungiore at the Kalashitamare.
So the next section is quite straightforward. You should read it. I don't think it's difficult there. It talks about eight special characteristics one can have as a human being, isn't it? So then after that, there's the topic of purification, isn't it? Purifying negative karma through applying the four opponent powers. So to summarize, today we looked at the difference between projecting karma and completing karma. And what else did we look at? My brain is not working. Oh yeah, the difference between karma done and karma accumulated and the different permutations between them. Yeah. So what you have to do is you have to put effort into, based on what was discussed today, you have to get a clearer idea of this whole discussion. Yeah. And you should do it by reading and then engaging in also discussion. Yeah. Then there's a discussion in the Lamrim Chemo, which is not in the middle length Lamrim, the discussion about whether a single action projects a single rebirth or whether a single action can project many rebirths. Yeah. So there's this discussion in the Lamrim Chemo, on page 240. Basically, there's a difference in views, assertions between the higher Abhidhamma and the lower Abhidhamma. Yeah. So there isn't much, but if you have the book, maybe you should look at it as well. Yeah. So, of course, this is not in the middle length thumb rim. So, but those of you who have the book, the middle length rim chamber, and you have the interest, then you should look at that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay.